You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, February 21st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan, and happy Friday.
Heidi ho, happy Friday, y'all.
Random facts for today. I don't know if you knew this or not. Cher was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers' You've Lost This Lovin' Feeling.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's how she met Sonny. Sonny was working for Phil Spector. Cher was a background singer, and she was underage, and she camped out on Sonny's couch.
Right. And
they say it was platonic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but no. Hawaii is the only state where McDonald's still serves fried apple pies. Everywhere else, they're baked, and I miss those so bad.
I know.
So bad.
Them's good when they're fried.
Long Johns.
Long John Silvers with hush
puppies? No. Okay. Long Johns are named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s named John Sullivan. He would wear them in the ring. I did not know that. That's kind of weird. You know, you get your boxer, you're doing this, you got the pose, and you got the flap in the back. I'm ready. I'm ready to see
That's classy.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Was John Peters a lonely man or just a glutton for punishment?
What's going on with John Peters?
You might recall that we told you that he and Pamela Anderson split after being married just long enough to pay off her bills.
Yep, and that wasn't very long. I think he was able to do that in about 20 days.
So now John's apparently engaged again.
What?
It's not Tori Spelling to pay off her bills.
No.
It's someone named Julia Bernheim.
Who's that?
Don't know. She can't find her on the internet.
What's
that
all
about?
Is
she a celeb? Is she a super rich wellness guru?
Yeah.
Is she from another country? Who knows?
Who knows? Julia what? Burnham? Bernheim?
Bernheim. Well, John, producer John, is 74.
That might be telling in and of itself.
Well, apparently he's the one who split with Pamela 3 weeks ago via text message.
I thought it was the other way around. And he was engaged. She proposed to him. That's what it was. Pamela proposed to John.
Will you marry me and pay off my debts?
And he was engaged to somebody else.
Yes.
And I think he's been married like a dozen times. John, what's the problem, buddy?
He must have a good prenup. He must have some good lawyers.
He's had to have lawyered up.
They probably send a memo to each other going, he's at it again.
He produced... John Peters was in charge of, I think he was in charge of Sony Pictures when they were all part of the Warner Media thing. It was the Burbank studio over there. MGM and Warner and United Artists and Sony. And was it Sony? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think John Peters was in charge of the studio. And then somewhere in my mind, and I should look this up, he has connections with Barbara Streisand back in the 70s, whether they... I don't know if they dated or...
Did he pay off her debts?
No. Barbara Streisand doesn't need anybody to pay off her debts.
Well, back then...
She's got Jim Brolin. Come on.
Back then, though.
No, I think she was fine then.
Okay.
Back then, she was a bigger draw than Elvis Presley when it came to live appearances. She, at one time, was the biggest when it came to concerts.
Huh.
Yeah, she sold more tickets than anybody else.
Huh.
In that era. See, I'm just full of useless knowledge.
Well, there's the trivia portion of our program.
I'm a little concerned, though, that John Peters has an issue with needing to get engaged. Hey, John, you can just date. Oh, you can just Netflix and chill, dude. You don't have to get engaged anymore.
I wonder why he wants to get engaged or get married.
I don't know.
They probably have a pill for that. Evidently, I bet there's a condition. There's probably a name of a condition.
You're a nurse. You should look that up.
I should.
You should look that up.
Kate Hudson was on Ellen yesterday and revealed that Tom Cruise wants... You know what Justin Bieber has done to me?
What has Justin Bieber done to you?
He's made me kind of like Justin Bieber.
Well, you've been watching James Corden this week. Because he was on James Corden this week.
The Tautology and the food truck.
Oh, my God. I didn't
and
watch.
And then the carpool karaoke.
Has he got the mustache thing rocking? He's rocking the mustache. The porn stash?
Oh yeah, but God. And then Justin has, and it's like, oh, this is kind of cute. Anyway.
But, you know, James Corden, I mean, we digress. James Corden can kind of make anybody likable. Any
That's
guess.
That's true.
Because he's just a cool dude. He's an everyman with a British accent and a little bigger belly. Who can pretty much rock a three-day beard.
Well, on the food truck, because they were thinking, you're Canadian, I'm British. What are we going to serve?
Bangers and mash.
So they serve Despa tacos.
Oh, Despa tacos.
Despa tacos and grilled cheese.
Nothing to do with Canada.
And all the money went to the LA food bank.
Well, that's good. That's cool.
It was cute.
All right.
All right, so Kate Hudson, anyway.
Yeah.
She revealed on Ellen that Tom Cruise once crashed a house party that she threw.
What?
Back in the day, Kate and her brother Oliver, they threw a party at her parents' house.
That would be Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, yeah.
And said, I'm standing at the door making sure that people who aren't supposed to be at the party aren't coming in. So she's her own bouncer. There's like,
you imagine she's like 16. She's telling the story. I had a party at my parents' house. She was like 16. Mom and dad were out of town. Actually, Kurt Russell's not her dad.
Right.
He's her stepdad.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My bad. I needed to correct that.
But she said that she refers to them as her parents.
Well, yeah, of course. Because I think Kurt actually raised her.
He did.
Yeah.
So she says there's like 400 people in my parents' house. I'm kind of freaking out a little. And I see someone scaling an 8-foot gate at my parents' house. They come off and they do a back handspring and pose. And I'm about to yell at this guy, and it's Tom Cruise. He apparently dropped by because he heard there was a party.
I'd love to see that Mission Impossible move by Tom Cruise when he was younger. Oh, my God.
I didn't know he could do a back handspring. This is revealing.
He does his own. You know what is funny about Cruise? He does his own stunts, or most of them. That's how he gets hurt on these sets all the time. He gets hurt. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Can't wait.
I know.
Maverick coming out in June. I think one of the most anticipated movies that I've wanted to see in a long damn time.
Too bad Meg Ryan and Goose aren't in it.
We don't know that Meg Ryan won't be in it.
We don't know.
Kind of doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
Kind of doubt it.
Yeah.
We know that Goose won't be in it.
We do. Maybe he'll be
Spoiler
one of those.
Spoiler alert!
Maybe he'll be one of those like a Jedi ghost.
Oh, Force ghost.
Force ghost.
Goose comes back as a Force ghost in Top Gun 2. Oh, my God. You know who needs to be in that movie?
Halle Berry.
Could be in that movie. She could play his love interest, and she could kick his ass.
I think she should be a pilot.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. All right, that's it for us. Now you're going to be off Monday and Tuesday because you have to work in a foreign land next week.
Goodness sakes! So, called Long Beach.
Yeah, Long Beach, foreign land. We'll be back with more frivolities on Wednesday morning. You will probably be somewhat half asleep like usual, but there you go.
All right. If it ain't broke.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.